Good morning and welcome to the Fairfield Advantage, the radio program that showcases business events and opportunities and also quality of life issues here in Fairfield County. My name is Linda Kaufman from Fairfield County Economic Development, and you're listening to WFCO 90.9 on your FM dial. We'd like to thank the radio station for allowing us to help identify what might be or become your Fairfield Advantage. Joining me this morning from the city of Canal Winchester is the Chamber President and CEO, Kevin Douglas. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Linda.
Thank you so much. First of all, we're still in winter, as I know our listeners realize, and maybe by the time they hear this, winter will be not as intense as it is today. But for today, I thank you for braving the elements coming down the pike. And so let's talk, before we talk Chamber of Commerce, let's talk a little bit about Kevin Douglas, because you are new in your position, correct?
I sure am.
Talk to me about what your last 90 to 100 days have been like.
Yeah, it's been quite a whirlwind. I'm familiar with the community, Canal Winchester, and I live in Pickerington, so just right around the corner. So I'm familiar with the community and grew up near it. So I'm really excited about a lot of the things that I can be involved in and really kind of take the bull by the horns and move forward with things. So it's been a whirlwind. It's been a learning opportunity, especially being a staff of one. It's quite an experience.
And your previous background lends itself well because you have chamber experience in other Ohio communities.
Yeah, I was previously an intern with Dublin and Worthington's Chambers of Commerce and also a full-time employee for the Worthington Area Chamber of Commerce. I was the events and communications coordinator and handled several of their events that brought several thousands of people to the community. So I'm pretty aware of how those kind of things work.
So, and as we talked earlier, chambers of commerce all have common goals, but maybe how they approach them is different depending on the demographics of the area where that particular chamber is located.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the Canal Winchester area has its rural parts as well as its suburban. And with Dublin and Worthington, I spent a lot of time with urban communities and also the suburban lifestyles as well. So you're dealing with a totally different type of business than what we have in Canal Winchester and Fairfield County.
And that's not a bad thing because we like to pride ourselves on being unique. And we talk about our Fairfield advantages all over the county. And for certain, Canal Winchester is a business model that we talked about that you're looking to maybe make some shifts.
Yeah. It's we have the industrial park, and we have also the commercial side, retail and whatnot. So there's a lot of different things happening in the community, and there's lots of different facets, and that's what makes Canal Winchester and Fairfield County unique. And I think that when you're looking to do business, that's something to definitely look at.
Okay. And so, what were some of the things you were tasked with? Did you have a 100-day goal or a 6-month goal, or what did you come into the chamber understanding that was your chart of work?
Yeah, there's a lot of goals and opportunities that came to me when I took over the Chamber of Commerce, and a lot of things are being done right, but a lot of things, I'm used to the northern suburban communities, and a lot of things I learned at those positions that I wanted to implement in Canal Winchester.
Okay.
So I've really started to do some of that, and looking at a business to consumer focus. We're great at business to business, but I really would like to work with helping our retail shops and our restaurants and all those kinds of businesses really help those businesses excel.
Okay, and for our listeners who might not be familiar with a business-to-business concept versus a business-to-consumer, could you explain just briefly what those differences are and why you feel that the need to make that refocus?
Yeah, a business-to-business is basically one business doing business with another. So a manufacturer would be an example of a business-to-business if you're selling directly to a retail store. Or if you're selling insurance, commercial lines, so you're selling policies to cover other businesses. That's a business to business versus a business to consumer. You have doors that open up to the public, and the public will actually shop at your store or eat at your restaurant. So we're really trying to focus on those because we felt we were very strong in one category, which is the business to business. But we really needed to focus on the business to consumer because, you know, it's a growing industry in Canal Winchester because of the growing population. So we're going to see a lot more of those types.
Well, that's certainly true. I know that Canal Winchester is growing, became city status several years back, and that was certainly a milestone for them in even how their government acted from village to city. I'm thinking I'm understanding that shift.
Yeah, it's a village mentality is a lot different than a city mentality, even from the basics of the psychology side of it. But you know, also, you know, the funding and things like that change as well once you get to city status. And the city of Canal Winchester has done a remarkable job at becoming a small village into a growing city. So you can't help but be impressed by seeing the growth that they've made.
And so how does a chamber partner with its surroundings to help in that growth and to promote it the growth is part of the business and the business is part of the growth. So it seems like it's a nice symbiotic relationship for everybody.
Yeah, you know, the Chamber of Commerce really our main priority is to help bring business to the community. So not necessarily individual businesses, but help people understand what kind of services that the city's businesses offer, and also what can we do to get people down in the community to, you know, from the Columbus area or up from Lancaster, to use our services, use our businesses, shop at our retail centers, and eat at our restaurants.
So it's always about becoming a destination.
Absolutely.
For those who don't live there. And so promoting it through the chamber is one marvelous way to do it. Now, you spoke earlier about being a staff of one, and I know that's a challenge. How do you manage that?
You know, organization is key, and time management. You know, there's a lot of people I want to meet. You know, there's 10,000 people in Canal Winchester, and I would love to meet each and every one of them, but there's just simply not enough time in the day to do that. But, you know, using resources that we have, you know, and marketing and communications efforts, you know, keeping the public aware of what we're doing and what's going on in our city.
But you do have a storefront, if you will. You do have a location where people can find you.
Yes. We actually just moved about 2 weeks ago. We moved to 5 South High Street in Canal Winchester. It's about 2 doors north of Shades.
Okay. And you have to forgive me because I did not know you had relocated either. So you have a location where people can visit you. How else can people learn about the chamber opportunities and events?
Well, one of the best ways to do it is on our website. We have a pretty easy website to remember, www.canalwinchester.com. And that has an events calendar. It has job openings that may be available from our members. We also have benefits and things like that are listed on our website, and a directory of all our businesses. We have about 250-plus businesses right now as part of our chamber. So, you know, we always recommend that people go on our website and see what Canal Winchester has to offer.
Right. And every chamber needs, or is this a state law, or is this just the way they are all structured? Are you required to have a board of directors?
Yes, we are. We are a 501c6, which is a nonprofit organization. We are required to have a board of directors. Ours can have up to 12.
Okay.
So we have a very great board of directors that is looking for growth in the community and are involved in several other organizations, and they can bring those experiences to us.
Okay, so, and in addition to fostering the relationships, business to business, business to consumer, every chamber is a member-driven organization. So my guess is recruitment of new members is always vital and key to the success of any chamber.
Absolutely. It takes people to be successful. And we really value our members, and we were really grateful for anyone that's looking for those connections within the community. And we strongly encourage that connection, and becoming a member is the best way to do it. And we keep our dues as low as possible. That way, it's not a financial burden, but also they can help invest in the community.
All right. So you foster membership and networking, but always the events are something that give your members a chance to all get together, if for just one night at a time. So let's talk about your Business Excellence Awards dinner, commonly known as that annual chamber dinner event coming up in April.
Yeah, we're having that April 10th, and it's at the Wagnalls Memorial in Lithopolis. If you've never been to the Wagnalls Memorial, I highly recommend going. It is a gorgeous building, and it's a wonderful place to have a dinner. And we're going to be recognizing our Business of the Year, a Pillar of the Community, and a Business Person of the Year.
And I think one thing it's important for our listeners to realize is that attending an event like this does not require chamber membership.
Absolutely not. It's a great way to, even if you're not a business owner or an individual that would go to chamber functions on a normal basis, it's a great way to see how some small businesses or how people, individuals, can really affect our community.
So how would people reach out to you if they were interested in attending the April 10th event?
Yeah, like I said earlier, you can feel free to go to our website at www.canalwinchester.com, or you can give us a phone call at 614-837-1556.
You answered my last part of that question, because I realize that even though we are in a more technical age and everybody says, go to my website, that there are still listeners, for whatever reason, do not have computers, and they still certainly appreciate that human connection to make their reservations. So listeners, you have several opportunities to explore more of what the Canal Winchester Chamber has to bring to the community and bring to the county. I think we're blessed that we have several chambers, and I think they're all a reflection of their geography and their location. Would you not agree, Kevin?
Absolutely.
So we welcome you again to the community. Any last words for why somebody might look into chamber membership in Canal Winchester?
Yeah, I always strongly recommend being involved in your community, no matter what it is. And the things that we offer as a Chamber of Commerce, besides the traditional benefits, we offer an opportunity to connect with the community and with other business owners in the community. And that's the main thing that we can do for you.
Okay. So as we wind up our time with you this morning, listeners, I'd like to thank Kevin Douglas for braving the elements to make it down here to the station to talk about the advantages of the Canal Winchester Chamber of Commerce. And again, listeners, I thank you for being with us today, and we want to thank WFCO for the time to share information. Be sure to tune in again next time when the advantage we talk about might be yours.